We're on the telephone with Dave Warner, Director of Communications with the National Pork Producers Council. Dave, wanted to get NPPC's reaction to Walmart's announcement today that it has developed stricter animal welfare policies for farm animals. Give us your general reaction, first of all, to that.
Well, NPPC is actually applauding Walmart's commitment to what it had called sustainable and responsible farming. It's something that America's pork producers do every single day. The specific policies that it has come out with, or that it's asking its suppliers to adopt, we align pretty well with most of those. There may be some differences there, but in general, Walmart is making a commitment to making sure that antibiotics are used responsibly, which the pork industry has been doing for a long time through various programs, and now through some federal regulations on antibiotics use. And then on animal welfare, every day pork producers are out there making sure that their animals are well cared for, fed, that they get the proper veterinary care, and that, ultimately they produce a safe product.
Dave, the animal rights folks have jumped on this, of course, and are hailing it as a game changer, calling it historic. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, Walmart is the largest retailer of U.S. pork, so I think it's, obviously it's a major announcement from a major company, but I don't see that the animal rights people are claiming that there's some kind of victory when this is something that pork producers do every single day. Again, we're going to have disagreements with them about, for example, the best housing system for sows. But our producers and the vast majority of pork producers in this country who have sows raise them in housing systems that are the best for ensuring the well-being of those animals. Some of the animal rights groups believe that there's only one way, but there are actually many, many different ways of housing sows, of making sure that they are protected from other aggressive sows, making sure that they can get individual veterinary care, and really, as the American Veterinary Medical Association and the Association of Swine Veterinarians have found out, it's not the housing system that ensures the well-being of the animals, but the animal husbandry, that is the care that is given by the farmers and his or her workers to those animals, and that's really the key. And our pork producers are there every day of the year, making sure those animals are well cared for.
As far as the antibiotics part of this, and that's going to get a lot of attention just because it's such a big topic, and I guess the average citizen has probably heard more about that, but you're saying that pork producers are pretty much in line already with what Walmart's saying.
Pork producers are in line with Walmart. We have, of course, the pork producers follow the judicious use guidelines of both the American Veterinary Medical Association and the Association of Swine Veterinarians. The industry has its own responsible use of antibiotics guidelines that are incorporated into the Pork Quality Assurance Plus program, and that program is training of producers and workers on best practices, including responsible use of antibiotics. And that program includes a third-party audit to make sure things are being done right. And most of the, or all of the major packing plants require their suppliers, so hog farmers, to be PQA plus certified. And then, of course, the FDA has come out with its guidance 213 at the end of 2013, and that is phasing out or restricting the use of medically important antibiotics that help promote growth in pigs. Those antibiotics are being the use of those is being phased out, and you know pork producers will abide by that guidance. Well, in fact, it will be illegal starting in 2017 to use medically important antibiotics, to use those strictly for growth promotion. So there's also an FDA feed directive, essentially for medically important antibiotics. A producer would need to have a prescription from a veterinarian. And all pork producers work with their herd veterinarian to come up with a whole herd health plan. Antibiotics is just one part of that. Certainly, you know, feed rations, the barns themselves would be part of keeping animals healthy, and watching out for their well-being. So these are things that pork producers have been doing for a long time, and we're pleased that Walmart is essentially backing us up on the commitment that pork producers have had for decades. You know, America's pork producers are committed to producing safe, affordable, healthful food for consumers, and using industry practices that have been designed with input from veterinarians and other animal care experts to provide humane and compassionate care for their pigs at every stage of their life. So I think it would be nice for people to recognize that pork producers have been doing this for as long as they've been raising pigs in this country, and the programs and practices that have been developed in the pork industry have all of those things have been done with the welfare of the animals in mind and producing safe food for consumers. So, you know, it's farmers who should be setting food policy in this country, and not animal rights activists who have a different agenda.